The Armed Forces Radio Service presents a command. This is the personal album. This is the tubular. Are you a G? It's only the G.I. Journal, kid.
Yes, sir. The G.I. Journal goes to press. Hello, G.I. Journal. Editor-in-Chief Monty Woolen speaking. What's that? What's that? You want to place an ad in G.I. Journal's Lost and Found columns? Wait till I get a pet score. All right, go ahead. Lost one cocker spaniel when last seen was out walking with my mother-in-law. Reward, $200 for return of cocker spaniel. For return of my mother-in-law, $1,000 dead or alive. Well, all right, we'll print that right up and thank you. Let's see now, where's my society editor? Maybe that's him. Come in.
Society editor, William Bendix, please.
Bendix, you've got a lot of nerve calling yourself a society editor. I've just been reading the story you wrote on the wedding of Emily Updike.
What's wrong with it?
Well, listen to this. Emily Updike, daughter of T. Fletcher Updike, the plumbing fixture magnet, was married yesterday at the home of her parents. It was a double ring ceremony. The wedding took place in a bathtub.
Well, it did. A romance, a bug on advertising.
Well, I'm surprised you didn't add the bride carried a bouquet of sink stoppers and the groom wore a plumber's helper in his lapel.
Oh, forget the wedding, Chief. I got some great news for you that'll boil you over. Chief, we're going to have a baby.
Why, dear, you should have told me sooner.
No kidding, Chief. G.I. Journal has adopted a baby. I signed the papers yesterday while you were out.
And what, may I ask, is my status in this repugnant arrangement?
Well, I took the liberty of naming you co-parent.
Amazing. At my age, motherhood.
Well, what's the matter, Chief? Don't you like babies?
Bendix, in all our long and dubious acquaintanceship, have you ever known me to like people?
No.
Well, to me, babies are just small people.
Trouble with you is you ain't ever been around babies. You should see the kid my brother's wife had last month. When he was born, he weighed 12 pounds stripped. 12 pounds! What do you think of that?
They'd better take the monster off starches.
Ah, he sure is a husky kid, all right. What do you think he did when a doctor lifted him up by the ankles and paddled his backside?
What?
He slugged him right back. Yeah, his father sure is proud of him. And he's making sure that the kid gets a good education, too. Just the other day, he paid 4 years advanced tuition at Vassar College.
Vassar? Yeah. Vassar is a girls' school.
Well, my brother knows that, but he wants his son to have all the things he never had.
Well, I'm sorry, Bendix, but I refuse to take any part in this ridiculous scheme.
Well, gee whiz, Chief, you were a kid once, weren't you?
Never. I started shaving at the age of 6.
You must have quit when you were 7. Gosh, you want to see how nice my brother gets along with his baby. The kid says goo-goo, da-da, ickle-poo-gook, and my brother understands every word.
How in the world can your brother understand that?
Oh, that's easy. My brother talks that way, too.
That is still out of the question. No baby.
Look, Chief, this isn't just an ordinary baby we're adopting. It's a little French kid. As a matter of fact, I'm meeting the boat this afternoon.
Oh, well, if that's the case, I suppose I'll have to cooperate. Feed, food, clothing, education. I'll handle that end.
Well, one end will I handle?
I don't know, but you'd better get yourself a can of talcum powder.
And this is Harry Mitchell coming in from the G.I. Journal music section with a cute little item for the front page. And here she is, Miss Connie Haynes.
one of the weatherman's favorite tunes, On the Sunny Side of the Street. Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a bit of pan? And that happy tune is yourself. Life could be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover crossed over. If I never have a say, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Oh, just at my feet on the sunny side of the sea. I used to walk in the shade with the blues on gray. If I never have a say, I'll be rich and Rockefeller. Hold up, set my feet on the sunny, sunny side of the
And now let's join William Bendix, who has gone down to meet the boat, and the French orphan the GI Journal has adopted.
Hey, quit yelling, mister. Haven't you ever seen a boat dock before? Don't get so excited.
Oh, I can't help it, but I'm about to become a father.
A father? You mean right now?
Yeah, any minute.
Hey, shouldn't you be with your wife at a time like this?
Oh, I ain't married.
Yeah. You ain't married?
No, no.
And who's the mother?
Well, how would I know?
Hey, a lot of fellas know who's the mother of their children, but not you, huh?
No. Some French woman, I guess.
Oh, I see. You just got back from France, huh?
No, I never been there in my life.
Hey, what's your name, Bud? Dunninger?
Bendix is the name. William Bendix. That's your service.
Your kind of service I ain't looking for. Anybody who don't know who the mother of his own child is...
Wait a minute. You got the wrong idea. I'm only going to be a foster father. I'm adopting one of the French kids off that boat over there.
Oh, I see. You're going to give a French youngster a home.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Do you speak French?
Well, I know a few words. Nothing you can say around a kid, though.
Hey, look, here come the people down the gangplank. You'll be talking to your child in a minute. Well, bon chance, old man.
Huh?
Bon chance. That's good luck.
Oh, French. The only two words I know are oui, oui.
Well, you ought to be hearing it pretty often from now on.
Where's that kid of mine? Where is he?
Oh, pardon me, monsieur.
Yeah?
My name is Michelle Morgan.
Well, don't bother me right now, will you, Miss Morgan? I'm looking for a baby.
Oh, but I'm, too, looking for someone, monsieur. The editor of the GI Journal. You see, I am to be his daughter.
You mean you... But you can't be. I was expecting a baby.
A baby?
Yeah, for goodness sakes, how long did that trip take?
You mean that you're the one who is to be my father? You're trembling, monsieur. You do not feel well?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel fine. It's just that I had a different picture how you'd look. The construction. You know. I thought maybe you'd be a little younger, maybe.
But I am young. I am only 19.
I expected an infant, a little thing I could hold on my lap. And here you are, a big thing I can hold on my lap.
Come on, monsieur.
Huh?
Come on, monsieur.
Oh, nothing. What about me, Michelle? Do I look the way you expect me to look?
Oh, no. I thought you'd be an old man with a beard.
An old man with a beard. I fooled you that time, huh?
Yes, you have no beard at all.
Oh, don't worry. You'll meet the beard soon enough.
I'm awfully glad you like me, monsieur. I was so afraid you'd be ashamed of me in this poor little dress I wear.
The dress?
Yes. It's all I have. And so small for me. Look. See how tight it fits me? And the dress is very short, too, because I have worn it many years. See? It is above my knees. But you're looking only at my feet.
Don't rush me, darling.
No, monsieur. But if I'm to live at your house, I cannot go on calling you, monsieur. What shall I call you?
Would you mind holding my pulse a minute?
Like this?
Yes. Now call me Daddy.
Daddy.
How's the pulse?
Goes up and down very fast.
Better try Uncle Bill.
Uncle Bill.
The pulse.
Still goes up and down.
Well, I guess you better call me Mr. Bendix then.
Mr. Bendix?
Yeah, till we get home. Then I'll take a vitamin pill and you can try Daddy again.
The Armed Forces Radio Orchestra rolls G.I. Journal's memory page back to the days of Barney Google. From Georgia. Of our G.I. Journal set. Well, the papers adopted French Orphan turned out to be not a cooing infant, but the curvaceous beauty of Michelle Morgan. Bill Bendix has recovered from the shock, and we find him arriving at the G.I. Journal office, where he is about to introduce the baby to Editor-in-Chief Monty Woolley.
Now, honey, you wait here in this outer office, and I'll go in and prepare your other father.
When I meet my other papa, shall I throw my arms around him and give him a big kiss?
No, you better not. You're liable to start a brush fire. You better wait here. Well, Chief, here I am. I got our ward outside.
And where is the bundle of joy? Bring it in. I wish to dance it on my lap.
Oh, you've changed your mind then, eh?
Secretly, I've always envied fathers taking care of their children. Now, the first thing I'm going to do is to take it home and give it a bath.
Well, I don't think you can do that, Chief, you see.
Well, you don't think? Look, you square-headed oaf. I have a half interest in this child.
Well, so have I.
Well, then leave your half dirty. I'm washing mine.
No, you just can't do that.
Out of my way. Let me see you, little dog. Where's the little baby? Cook'em, cook'em. Da, da, eagle, beagle.
Hello, Papa.
Cook'em. Yes! Are you the little French baby I was expecting?
Oui, I am your French baby.
And all my life, I hated babies. Come, give your daddy a big kiss. Well, aren't you ready to kiss me?
I can't find your mouth. It's like looking for a strawberry in a bowl of shredded wheat.
Well, all right, I'll try again.
How does one find your mouth?
Try radar.
Hendrix, why don't you go over to the university and get your brain out of the bottle?
Why, you old baboon with your head piled high above your hair. Don't forget you're her father. Oh,
please, please. But I do not think of him as my father.
You see, Bendy?
You don't think of him as your father, eh? What do you think of the man?
My grandfather.
I hope you're satisfied, Willie. You can see Michelle really goes for me.
You don't think for a minute that Michelle would prefer you.
Oh, I think she kind of likes me. I'm a man of the world.
Yes, but you're getting a little stumpy around the equator.
I got something savoir faire about me. Why, I'm even a gourmet.
You, a gourmet?
Yeah, the French for pig.
I do like Mr. Bendix very much. But then I like Mr. Woody, too.
Well, I don't know what you see in him when you got a good-looking guy like me. I got such nice, wavy hair.
Well, I've got nice, wavy hair.
Got nice blue eyes.
And I've got nice blue eyes.
I got big, muscular arms.
Well, my eyes are bluer than his. Now, Michelle, you'd be so happy with me. You know, I once lived in France, and I once went out with a French girl just like you.
Didn't it make Napoleon's store? You're cutting in on Josephine like that?
Bendix, you are lucky that only part of you is in jail.
What do you mean, part of me is in jail?
Your mental development was arrested at the age of 3.
You old fool. If that beard was feathers, I'd expect an egg to pop out of your mouth.
Please, I don't want my papa arguing. I like you both.
My dear, I can see that you'll have to make a choice.
Yeah, and I know you don't want him.
Why not?
You're all woolly and a yard wide.
But how can I decide? It's like choosing between Stan and Vienna sausage.
Well, Michelle, what are you going to do?
Go out and look for a filet mignon.
Well, on this page of our AEF newspaper, here's a glamour shot with words and music. Connie Haynes, in a pin-up pose with a very special song from APO 464.
The ideal song of the week is Mail Call, a real charming tune, we all think. And we hope you boys who wrote it, Sergeant Tony Sacco and Sergeant Thomas Conroy, will like our version of it.
Mail Call, I simply live
But darling, hold my hope for when as they read its name on the list, I see that I've missed. There's no letter for me. When I am lonely, I know the only thing that will brighten my day is just to glance through, deliver man through a page of memory from my yesterday. May you call, and as I face the night fall, I know I'll dream that when I awake, you'll end all this ache with one sweet letter from
join Michelle Morgan and her two amorous foster parents, Bill Bendix and Monty Woolley, who have somehow managed to find her an apartment.
Oh, this is such a nice apartment. So cute. So cozy.
Yeah, well, what I like about it is that it's right near where I live, so I can keep an eye on you.
Well, now all we need is someone to keep an eye on you.
Why don't you stop with those innuendos, Woolley? We better go now. Michelle's got to get some rest. She's had a tough day.
Yes, and I've got to put the paper to bed. Take care of yourself, my child.
Yeah, do that, my child. Yes.
Very well. I see you soon, mon cher.
Oui, oui. Mañana at the latest.
Well, I'm going back to the office, Bendix, but I won't need you anymore. Just take the rest of the day off.
Well, that's mighty nice of you, Chief, and I got an important engagement at the pool room. Well, see you tomorrow.
Good job. So long.
Oh, Mr. Gill, you are here again for soup?
Well, sure, sweetie. I wasn't really going anywhere. I just wanted to brush you off that old goat. You were going to go and put the paper to bed. You ought to be ashamed of yourself, Willie, sneaking back here and mooning over a young girl like Michelle.
My boy, there comes a time in every man's life.
Well, your time came and went 20 years ago.
That's no way to talk to me, Bendix. My interest in this sweet child is purely platonic. Why, I have a date this evening with one of Hollywood's loveliest stars.
Well, you better hit the road, then. You know what happened to you the last time you kept Dame May Whitty waiting?
Now, look here, you vacant-headed old.
Gentlemen, gentlemen, please. Do not fight over poor little me. Come. Let us sit down together on this couch. There. Is that not nice?
That is nice.
You know, I'm expecting my boyfriend.
Your boyfriend?
Yes. He's an American soldier I met in Paris. He's so strong, so brave, so handsome. And he talks to me so sweetly in my native tongue. Coming.
Hey, who are you? I'm a Captain Luce, Private Jack.
Oh, Sacky, mon chéri. It has been so long. Come here. I want you to meet Mr. Bendix.
How do you do?
Glad to know you. Hey, Michelle, where'd you get all the feathers?
That is Monsieur Willie.
Yeah, he certainly is. how are you, Monsieur Willie?
I think I shall be ill.
Ah.
Tell me, Private Sack, just what did you do over in Paris?
Oh, I was in a theater, special army school. You see, I studied I studied chemical warfare, I studied French postcards.
My little Jack, you were always the gay one.
Oh, yes, I was a tray gay, all right.
I suppose you imbibed plenty of vin rouge and vin blanc.
No, but I drank a lot of wine. Well, I just love champagne.
But doesn't champagne give you an awful hangover?
And New Year's Eve, I drank six bottles all by myself. It didn't bother me. I felt the magnet in the meat. Has anybody got an aspirin?
Now I had better say goodnight to my two papas. Sassy and I have to sit in the parlor
and sit in the parlor.
Yes, and you're going to teach me to speak the English?
Oh, sure, I'll teach you to speak the English. I'll teach you to speak French, and I'll teach you the sign language.
Well, I guess my two papas have to run along now.
Oh, I don't have to go anywhere.
So I'll give each of you a good night kiss.
Oh, well, okay. Come here, babe.
Now, my other papa, the woolly one.
Times like this, I wish I only had 5 o'clock shadow.
And now, Sacky, don't you want a kiss?
I couldn't do it. You see, that wouldn't be right. My sergeant wouldn't be right. I'll turn the lights out.
There. The lights are out. Now, are you ready for a kiss, Jackie?
Hurry up and get it over with. Well, what are you giggling about?
Your beard, it tickles.
Pulls up another GI Journal, and I guess it's time for me to do likewise. I'd like to thank our star reporters for doing a great job. Michelle Morgan, William Bendix, Connie Haynes, Dick Orant, and Private Sam Sack, Mel Blanc. This is Roddy Woolley saying so long, men.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service. Thank you.